Chapter 2, Just Like Nellie Bly. Stacy slumped dejectedly behind her desk, watching her new English teacher write the first week's assignments on the board. She had to admit that Mr. Ling seemed really nice. Still, she'd like the class a whole lot better if her friends were there to whisper to her and pass notes, classroom activities that Mandy always defended as exercises in written and oral communication. As Mr. Ling scribbled, the girl sitting in front of Stacy twisted around. "Aren't you glad we're starting with an autobiography?" she asked. "Some of my favorite books are about real people, maybe because I'm one." Stacy laughed, and the girl said, "I'm Lila." Lila had short hair, but something in her outgoing manner reminded Stacy a little of Mandy. Smiling back, she was about to say her own name, but Mr. Ling called for their attention. "As some of you may be aware," he said, "I wear two hats at Walker Middle School." "Doesn't the school have central heating?" a boy called out, and everyone laughed. Mr. Ling smiled and went on. "Not only do I teach sixth grade English, but I am also the advisor to the school newspaper. So if I may switch to that hat," speaking metaphorically, of course, he added, looking at the boy who had called out, "I'd like to take this opportunity to invite anyone who is interested in writing for the paper to attend our first meeting after school next Tuesday." Writing for the paper! Stacy felt a tiny thrill run up her spine. This was her chance to learn to be a real reporter, just like Nellie Bly. She was definitely going to be at that meeting.